Hello, everyone. I am Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network, and we are doing an amazing series called our Mompreneur Series, and we're interviewing freelancers that are also mothers, but that have been a success in their industry. And I know as a mother myself, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming managing multiple things, and we want to show you that you can also have a freelance business and have a family and be able to create that freedom and flexibility for yourself. So today I am so excited to have Kelly on with us. You may have already seen her on Facebook if you follow her Instagram, but Kelly, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I own a company called Stellar Media Marketing. I've owned my company for going on my 9th year, and I help people learn how to use social media, different strategies, what have you. I also manage social media for some clients. I'm currently not taking any more clients until I kind of figure out what that looks like, because I'm capped out. And then currently my big thing, and a lot of people know me for 80 style YouTube videos, training on chatbots, Facebook Messenger chatbots. So that's kind of my thing right now, hence the awesome headband.
Yes, I love it. And how did you, what did you do before you started your own business?
So, the phone is ringing. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I did social media marketing. So I've been actually doing social media marketing and community management for about, 11, 12 years now. I actually, my background is in new home sales and marketing. My degree is in marketing. I left college. I went into new home sales. It was back in the day when the last time the industry, the real estate industry was like really, really high and everything was great. So I made an enormous amount of money selling houses back then. And then the market crashed and I was like, I'm not making money anymore. I'm gonna go do something else. So I went back to my marketing roots. I worked for a home builder, and they would put me out in the sales office because of my experience. I was actually doing their, they called it like online consultant or online marketing, but it wasn't what you think of today. It was more, if the lead came in, then I would call them and be like, oh, hey, what kind of home are you, and you know, kind of qualify them and then send them to the right salesperson. But they put me out in the sales office to cover for salespeople because of my background. And this is when the market was dead. There was nothing to do. Nobody was coming in, and I was bored out of my mind. So I just decided I'm just going to start taking video and photos and put them on Facebook and YouTube. And why not start a Twitter and all this stuff? I'm already using it for myself for fun. So why not?
Why not?
And they were literally like the first company in Colorado Springs, probably one of the first in the nation, to really utilize social media. We sold houses based off of it. People started going to the owner going, we see you everywhere. What is this going on? And so I just kind of, it was like an aha moment. Like, wow, this is a thing. And no one really was doing it back then. I think Dell and American Express were like the big brands, and that was, nobody else was doing it.
Yeah.
And from there, I transitioned into working as a social media manager for a food supply, a restaurant supply company.
Okay.
And then after that, I started my business.
So what made you, like, what was that like? How did you know you wanted to work for yourself? What was that?
Yeah. That like, so, unfortunately, it was negative events that led me to do what I do now. The home builder I worked for was very old school, brick and mortar, the boys club, you know, and I hated my job and they undervalued me and I was miserable and they didn't pay me enough, even though I kept telling them, I can't live like this. You have to give me something. People would, like, it was a bad environment, a toxic culture, and I wanted out. At the time, my then fiance, now husband, lived in Denver. I lived in Colorado Springs. It's like, for those of you who don't know, it's about a 45 minute to an hour drive, depending on traffic. And he said, why don't you come up and move in with me? And I was all, this is the perfect opportunity. So I left, and he knew, I already had kind of, because they weren't paying me enough, I had already started kind of my side hustle, as they like to call it. And I was consulting, and I was going out and training people. Nothing big, nothing that would pay the bills, but it was just something I was, and back then nobody was hiring. So for that,
yeah.
So then I went to this other company, and then 2 years later, they laid me off, stating that they just didn't see how social media could help. Again, this is before anyone really got it.
Yep.
And so at that point, it was my husband who was like, you have a choice that you can make. You could go look for another job and be, you know, subject to some other weird culture or some other situation you're going to hate. Or you can do what you've been talking about doing. And if there's any point in our lives when you could do it, now is the time. I mean, we have no debt. We owned a townhome that literally was $700 a month. It was super cheap. And he paid for it. And he's like, you just pay for your insurance on your car. My car was paid off. And your cell phone bill. And I'll pay for everything else. We didn't have kids, thankfully. Like, this is the most ideal situation.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So he was the one who was like, now's the time. Go and do it. And I bootstrapped the hell out of it. I didn't make any money like my first 3 years. I worked my butt off. I used to do like Craigslist postings and transcription.
Yeah.
Because again, there was no demand for social media managers when I started. It was very hard to find. And people that did want you did not want to pay.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't making very much.
No.
So as now you're going into your ninth year of business, and how do you think that it's changed your life? Like, being able to have that freedom, that flexibility, being a mother, like, yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, seriously, I have had companies offer me 5-figure jobs, and I'm all, meh. I've even had one company offer me a 6-figure job, and I was all, meh. Like, there is no, obviously 5-figure, that's not enough. No, like 6-figure jobs. And like dream, like people that would in my position would dream about these jobs, running big social media campaigns. And there's no way. I don't think I could function, first of all, in a corporate environment anymore.
Yeah.
And to be able to, you know, take my kid to the park at 10 o'clock in the morning, or right, pick my daughter up from preschool. Or, you know, my husband works an hour away in the Mojave. We live in California now. And he works an hour away. So he can't, like, get off work and take my daughter to the doctor if that needs to happen. Or I'm the one who does that. So I run my business. I run the household. And it just creates so much flexibility and so much freedom. We could travel whenever we want. I make great money now, and it allows me to really explore things that I'm really interested in. I used to get really bored in jobs. I don't think I kept a job for more than 2 years. And now, yeah, I'm like, oh, you know what? I feel like pursuing this. This interests me. Right. And I do it, and I don't have to ask anyone's permission.
Yep.
And so those are the things that I get the freedom to be me 100%, and it's like take it or you don't take it. That's why I cultivate such amazing clients that stay with me for a long time.
Right.
Even the ones that can't maybe afford me anymore, maybe they started at a heavier package and they just can't afford it, they will still stick with me at a lower package because we just click. And that's because I can be so me, so authentic. This is how it is. I'm not the easiest person to love sometimes. But it's just an amazing thing to be truly happy in who you are. And I've never been more happy than where I am today. And I hope, you know, I'm looking at the next 10, 20 years, what can I do in those years?
Yep.
So it's just an amazing thing to have that freedom to be able to live the life that like 100% that you want without having to answer to anybody.
I love it. I have been following you for probably 8 years now.
Probably as long as I've been around.
Yeah. And I have, you know, when I lived in Colorado as well, I attended some classes that you had done, and I love being able to like watch people from, you know, where they started and kind of how they've developed. And I love this personal brand that you have now. And how did it, like, you know, I was talking to a branding expert earlier, and we were talking about creating that personal brand and really being true to yourself and being authentic. And how did you find, like, did you struggle with that in the beginning? How did that
I did. I still had that really like mentality of I had to please my elders and please the potential client. And I wouldn't get big clients if I, you know, showed that I had tattoos or if I was, you know, just I'm a really assertive person, which as a man, assertiveness is a good thing. As a woman, excuse my French, you're a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've embraced it. That's who I am. And people like either love it or hate it. And I'm okay with people that don't like it because I don't have to work with them. But in the beginning, I was still that, you know, I didn't know where I was. I didn't really know who I was because as an entrepreneur, you grow. just like when you get older, you grow in everything you do. So I became more confident as I went along, and the confidence that comes along with anything you do, especially in entrepreneurship, I think is the most important thing, because the confidence will drive everything and make everything better. It will drive your pricing. It will drive the type of clients you take. It will drive how you set expectations for yourself, for your clients, for your family, for everyone around you. And it will drive who you want to be out there. And so I have my personal brand, the Kelly Noble Mirabella, and I'm very, you know, like who I am. I also have this fun 80s thing, which is more with my bot, but it all mixes together. And it's me. I'm not trying to be anyone else. And it definitely came, it didn't really start to happen until about 2 years ago when I really started feeling, I mean, that's what, like 7 years into my business when I really started feeling like I was at a place where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do me. And it opened so many doors when I got to that point. Like I'm better clients, better paying clients, easier lifestyle. Everything in my business got easier when I had the confidence to say, I'm going to do it on my terms now.
Yeah.
I always did it somewhat, but it wasn't like,
this is me. Like, this
is me, you know?
And I think that that's, you know, that's something that a lot of freelancers struggle with. I mean, I know for us that we are the same way. I mean, we did social media management for 10 years and just this past year, we're like, who are we? What do we want to be? Like, what's our, you know, personalities? And so it's definitely always growing and evolving. And so I think that that's important, because when you start freelancing, who you start and what you start in the beginning does not have to, you know, it's not going to be the same.
It's totally different. You do not have, and I think a lot of people when they're first getting started, before they get started especially, they're like, I want to start my own business, but everything has to be, my branding has to be perfect. My website, I'm like, dude, if I don't even know what stuff looked like back then, because I don't have any of that branding. Like I don't have the website. My company is still Stellar Media Marketing, but I rely a lot more on my, people know Kelly Noble Mirabella much more than they know Stellar Media Marketing. So everything changes. I say just leap if that's what you want to do. Like don't let those little things be excuses to hold you back.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Cause it's never going to be perfect. And what that year and next year,
it'll be different next year. Don't worry.
Especially in our industry, you know, freelancing, I mean, it's always growing and it's always changing. So you have to embrace.
It's one of the reasons I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause I was the same way. I always got bored in corporate jobs and it was just never enough. And I feel like now, you know, with the industry that we're in, I mean, we're learning something new every day.
Every day.
Depending on how
Facebook it is. It's so true.
So how many years did you have your business before you became a mother?
I gotta think about this. my daughter, my oldest is 5. Okay. So that's what, 4 years?
4 years.
Four years. And I had my first daughter and then my other one came 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I have a 5-year-old and I have a 2-year-old.
Oh my goodness. And so that, I mean, working from home and having them, you know, there and being able to have the school schedule. And I mean, can you imagine being in corporate and having raising kids?
No, I don't know how people do it. I saw it when I was single and, you know, working in corporate, I would see like people that I work with, mothers that I work with who would feel so guilty. It's a double-edged sword. You're guilty from the business because you're leaving your job and you're like, oh, the managers, you know, I got to go pick up my kid. And you're guilty because you're sometimes torn away from your family when you really want to be there. I'll tell you, you asked me earlier, what was the point that kind of flipped it? Yeah. In all honesty, it really could, and I don't tell this story a whole lot. I have told it before, but when I worked for that builder, my grandfather died, and he was the only grandfather I ever knew and monarch of our family. And I love this man more than life itself. And he died and it broke me. And I had to go to his funeral and it was in a couple states away. And I went and they told me initially, like, take your time, whatever you need. I was there for 2 days and I'm already getting calls like, you need to get back here. What are you thinking? And then, and so I was like, well, I'm not coming back for a week. You told me to take my time. I'm taking a week and take whatever vacation you want. Like, leave me alone, you know?
Yeah.
And so that really upset me, obviously, for many reasons. And then I came back and I worked for a couple months and my step my stepfather's mother died, who I wasn't as close with, but still I wanted to be there with my family and stuff. And I didn't go because of the guilt they put me through. And it just left such an impression on me, such a deep impression. That was the beginning point of me thinking, I need to do something else in life, because I cannot be allowed to have someone make me feel like I can't be where I really need to be. And as humans, we should be with our loved ones when something like that happens. You know, there should be no reason why we can't do that. And unfortunately, a lot of companies don't see it that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's, it's so true. I mean, when my grandmother was the same in our family, and when she got sick, I mean, we drove from Colorado to Michigan, and I was there for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks taking care of her. There's no way I would have had a corporate job.
Exactly.
But I know that my business partner, Caitlin, you know, she's gone through a lot this year, and same thing. It's like her husband is now working for himself. And I think that that plays a big role, because usually, you know, as the women, we are the ones that
we are the caregivers and stuff.
Yeah. And we have to organize everything. So I think that I love seeing more and more people starting their own business and really going for it, because you can make so much more money being a freelancer than you can.
Oh yeah. I make way more money than, and the income is limitless. There are so many in my industry, in our industry, at least, there are so many ways that you can make money. It's not just being like actively a managing something or whatever, like, and you can make it on your terms. Like, I coach and mentor other social media managers who will in their contract say, okay, you have me on Tuesdays. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Right.
They don't need you on Tuesday. Okay. You just get the work done when you get the work done. So that way you can go live your life on your terms.
Yes.
So make sure you remember that as an entrepreneur, you write your own terms. It is, you're the boss.
Yep. Yep. You are creating that lifestyle, and yeah, I love that. So do you think, okay, so you've been through a lot in the past, you know, 9 years, and there's been a lots of ups and downs in the social media industry as well. What's been one of the biggest obstacles you've had since you started?
It was definitely in the early years. So it's interesting, it flipped. So in the beginning, in social media, in the beginning, when I started in social media, again, I've owned my business for 9 years, but I've been in social media for 12. Nobody was hiring. So it was harder to get paying jobs back then. But the work was easier, because literally all I had to do was post to Facebook. There was like Facebook, Twitter, and maybe LinkedIn, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people hiring, and I'm in high demand. People like us who've been around for a while, we're high demand.
Right.
So we have experience. Lots of work, good paying clients. The work is a lot harder. Because like Facebook alone can be 10 different jobs that you have to be a specialist to do Facebook ads or chatbots or, you know, like there's a lot more. So that's a challenge to kind of adapt to that. It's a challenge I like to meet, because like you, we talked about, we like that challenge. We like to mix it up, you know?
Yeah.
So that's always been a challenge. And then I think one of the hardest challenges just as an entrepreneur in general is pricing, is to get to a point where I was finally comfortable with raising my prices and then consistently raise them again. I look back now and I wish I would have done it earlier. And I'm like, why didn't I? Because as soon as I did, I got those clients. They rose to the occasion. So it's very difficult. I totally understand the dynamic around pricing. That was definitely the hardest for me. And still I struggle with it with like my new services that are kind of new territory, like the chatbot stuff. Where do I price myself? And that goes back to confidence, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you feel with pricing that it's more, it's not necessarily, it's not that you don't have the experience, because you do, but
we
it's
do.
More your
yes.
own insecurities,
yes.
but just your own work.
It's that imposter syndrome seeps in. Like right now, I want to really jump into the speaking arena in chatbots. I want to speak on chatbots. I spoke a lot before my daughter was born, so I'm comfortable on a stage, but applying and stuff is like a new territory for me. I haven't really had to apply to speak. And it really comes back to that imposter syndrome. I actually have brand coaches that I work with me.
Okay.
Andrew and Pete, by the way, they're amazing. And we did a coaching session the other day, and they're like, you should apply to speak at Social Media Marketing World. I was like, well, I was planning to in 2020. And they're like, no, you should apply now to speak at social. You can do it. You are like, you know this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking in my head, like, you're crazy, you know? it's weird when other people tell you that you're better than in your head you think you are.
Totally.
And they were the ones who were like, you have imposter syndrome. Get over yourself and apply. And I'm like, okay.
That's the way I'll do it.
Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, exactly. And I think that you know, having those own coaches that work, you know, with you and having those resources and that support, because
you have to reinvest in yourself.
Yes. And sometimes doing, you know, everyday stuff, you're not seeing that, mm-hmm. or you don't, you know, how others view you is different than how you view you. So it's good to have that support.
Absolutely.
Now, as a freelancer, I mean, we're only one person, but did you build a team early on? Do you have a team that works for you? Is it just you?
So I'm definitely a solopreneur.
Okay.
By heart. I do have people I work with now, but it took me, man, I am a control freak. And it took me a really long time to start loosening those reins. I would say I took on my first VA, virtual assistant, probably right before my daughter was born, because I knew I would need my first daughter. I would need the support. And that helped. She's no longer with me. It was my sister-in-law, actually. She was helping me.
Oh, okay.
And then she ended up going to college to do something else. And so after that, I would say about 2 years ago, I hired an official virtual assistant who I'm getting better every day to give her stuff. And then I also started outsourcing my video editing for a lot of my projects, not all of them, because some of them I know I can do really quick. So I have a video editor that I use. I have a virtual assistant. I have a social media virtual assistant, so one that would help me more specifically with my social media clients, helping me, you know, if I need them to post stuff or schedule stuff or research stuff. So yes, I have started to outsource, and that does help quite a bit. In fact, last year I invested an insane amount of money in myself, both for education and tools and the people. And I'm continuing to do that. This year I'm hoping to really focus my investments in people. So I'll be bringing on a lot more. No employees, not interested in that, but definitely a lot of subconscious and people that can help take a lot of stuff off my plate. Because I do want to grow my business. I want to do more with the chatbots, but I still have the core of my business is the management. I can't walk away from that.
Yeah, exactly. And finding those right people. And sometimes it is a little bit more of that, that trial and error. And, you know, letting that the ego and the control go. And it was very hard for us as well.
So hard.
Harder.
But once you find someone, you're like, whew, that it's totally worth it. Actually, the first thing I invested in that helped my business tremendously is a nanny. That was by far the best money. I started with 1 day a week when I first had my daughter. I didn't have, my business wasn't huge yet. I started with 1 day a week. It felt really risky when I did it because it's a lot of money if you think about an in-house nanny. I mean, if it's more affordable, you can always drop it off. As an entrepreneur, I kind of felt like, I want my kids at home. That's part of the benefit.
Yeah.
So I hired a nanny 1 day a week. And then I started making more money. I was like, 2 days a week. Making more money. 3 days a week. And now I have her come in 4 days a week from 10 until 4. And then I have another nanny, a backup nanny.
Okay.
And she comes in and she actually doesn't really watch my kids as much, but she will babysit and stuff. She actually comes and cleans my house and does my laundry on Thursdays. But if I want to go work out or something, she'll watch my kids.
Yeah.
So hiring people for my home stuff,
the home life,
that actually helped my business way more than hiring a virtual assistant. Because I can get a lot done on my own. I mean, I need the help now with the VAs and stuff, but I could get a lot done on my own if I have focus time. You can't have focus time with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old crawling over you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's interesting. How, like, just making, putting those systems and processes in place for what works for you, whether that would be home or
yeah.
Work.
Don't be afraid to organize and invest in your home life stuff. Like, if you hate, I hate doing laundry, with a freaking passion. We would have 3 weeks of laundry packed, stacked up somewhere if I hate it. So I hired someone to do it.
Yeah.
It takes the stress off me. But the kid thing was big. So it was either I'm going to put my kids in daycare, which is fine if that's what you want. It's way more affordable, let me tell you.
Right.
Or you can hire an in-house nanny. And I mean, I'm in California, so it's more expensive here. Anywhere between $15 and $20 an hour for my childcare. So.
You know, you have to think of, though, how much work you can get done in that one
day. So much more work. Man, my business blew up when I was able to have someone take care of my children. And my children have thrived. They love their nanny. She's like part of the family. We've had her as long as we've lived in California, so 3.5 years. And it's all, they love her. She's like a grandma to them. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what is the, what's one piece of advice that you would give another mom that is looking to start a freelance business or make that side hustle their full-time gig?
I think the very first and most important thing for anyone, especially mothers, because it's, I think, even harder for us because of all the additional things we got to do, is you have to really have a clear vision of why you're doing it. And your why needs to be bigger than all the bullshit you're about to go through. Because it is not easy and it's very hard to organize, and you're going to hit times where you're like, why am I doing this? A lot of freelancers quit in the first 6 months, first 3 years, you know? Yep. And what I would suggest is if you have a really clear vision of why, either that vision could be, I hate corporate so much, there is no way in hell I'm going back. Yep. Or it could be, I want to be with my kids more. But maybe I need to bring, you know, get childcare once a week so I can really focus on this. Whatever that is, you have to have a big enough why to get you through the hard stuff. Because once you get through the hard stuff, it's amazing to be your own boss. It's amazing. I cannot even express to you the amount of amazingness that it is.
Do you think it was more amazing to be a freelancer and have your own business before kids or now that you're a mother?
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird because I'm more successful now, so it allows me to do more things. So there are things that I get FOMO on, you know, fear of missing out. So I'm like, I'll see my friends are traveling a lot. I'm like, I wish I could travel more, you know, but I've got kids. It's hard with kids and my husband's got his job. So there's always that stuff, but that's just life, you know?
That's life, you know?
Right. That's just life. Everyone's going to wish they were doing something else sometimes, but yeah. Being a mom and having the freedom that I have now is so amazing. I don't want to spend all that time with my kids, for the record.
Right.
Yeah. But when I want to, I will take my daughter on, my oldest daughter, and we'll go on like a movie date. We'll just go see a movie together. Yeah. Or my husband has every other Friday off. We just take off and go to the beach. And I don't have to ask permission. My work gets done when my work gets done. My clients are happy. They don't, who cares what I'm doing, you know? So, I mean, if I want to go, if my mom comes to town, I'll take a whole week off and just kind of do a little work when the baby naps or something. And then we'll go and have like, so to live that lifestyle where I just can be with my family. That's such a big thing for me. Going back to that story I told you about my grandfather, family is just, that was the trigger for me. So whatever your trigger is probably the thing that's going to make it so worth it. So for me, having the availability, it's, I don't always take it, but right. It's available to me to go and spend with my family and even just spend some time for myself. If I want to go to get a massage, I don't have to like, I'm like, cool, let's do it on a Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. You can't tell corporate, I'm going to be gone if we go to a massage. Yeah. I love it. And how can people, if they're interested in learning more about you, what services are you offering? How can people find you, reach you?
Sure. So I'm everywhere under the username Stellar247. That's S-T-E-L-L-A-R. And then the number is 247. My website, Stellar247.com. And like I said, I'm everywhere. I offer social media management. I offer social media consulting, training. I have a ton of free resources. I really pride myself on providing easy to follow high level trainings for anyone who wants to learn about social media in general, or right now chatbots. And yeah. And also on my Instagram is really, well, something I'm doing over on Instagram is a series called the 10-Minute Entrepreneur. And that's also on Facebook. And it's once a week, every Monday, I release a video. It's under 10 minutes. It's not always 10 minutes. Sometimes it's 2 minutes. And it's just stuff that I talk about that I've learned along the way, like the confidence thing and my one regret, and you can learn from my one regret is I wish I would have personal branded earlier, you know, stuff like
that. Yeah.
So you can find that on my social channels as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I really appreciate your time, and I love just talking with other mompreneurs. And
yeah, it's so much fun.
Story. I love it.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone.
Thank you.